sort of laugh when I hear a person say, oh, if you hold one of these seminars in the east end of the city, I'll come. But I don't want to drive across the city. I'd walk across the continent if I thought I could get something that would help me understand me better, because I know it's my understanding of me that's going to determine the results that I get in my life, in my happiness, in my health, or in the area of wealth. Well, I flew off out to Vancouver, and I had heard many speakers. I'd read many books. I had a ton of information running around my head, but I couldn't get it to fit. And I couldn't get it to fit for the same reason that some of you have never been able to get it to fit. You have no picture in the brain cells of the mind. Do you know there's many psychiatrists that have problems with their patients because they're not giving them an image to work with when they're working with their mind? I have taught this idea to psychiatrists. I had a psychiatrist, Marty Cohen, out in Century City, California, tell me that he made more headway with a patient in 4 visits than he had previously made in 4 years. And the simple reason for it is he gave them order. He gave them a picture to start to work with. Well, as soon as this gentleman got up and started to speak, he was a great big gentleman by comparison to me. He and I looked like Laurel and Hardy when we worked together. But at any rate, the second he got up to speak, I knew this man knew what he was talking about. And I'm going to tell you, I listened carefully. I went over when he was finished and I asked him, I said, could I spend a couple of hours with you? And I'll never forget him looking at his watch and telling me that he was sorry he didn't have a couple of hours. He had to go and catch a plane. Now he said, I'd love to spend some time with you, but he said, I've got to catch a plane. And I said, well, I've got to catch a plane too. I don't mean right now. And I said, where are you going? Or he said, where are you going? I said, I'm going home. And he said, where do you live? And I said, Chicago. Well, he said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I come out to hear you speak. He said, that's a long way. And I said, not for what I got. So at any rate, I think he was impressed that I had traveled so far. He got his calendar out, and I got mine out. And he told me he was going to be in Toronto in a couple of weeks. I said, well, Toronto's only an hour from Chicago. It's just up and down. I'll come over if you'll meet with me. Well, the two of us sat down in the Skyline Hotel. And I'm going to tell you, Leland Bell Van De Waal taught me as much in 2 hours. Well, I should say 2 days. No, it wasn't. It was 2 hours. We just spent a couple of days together. But everything fell into place in just a couple of hours. He taught me more in 2 hours than I had learned in 9 years, studying faithfully every day. And he proceeded to tell me, he said, listen, Bob, he said, there's a difference between hearing and listening. He said, you hear with your ears, you listen with your emotions. Now, he said, as you sit here, he said, your mind could take a trip, but your body would stay right in front of me. Now, he said, you'd hear every word I'm saying, but he said, you may not necessarily be listening. He said, if you're going to learn, you're going to have to listen. And you listen with your emotions. You've got to keep your mind with your body. No trips. Now, I said, if you do that, odds are pretty good you'll learn. And he says, there's a vast difference between learning and gathering information. He said, you see, all the way through school, we were encouraged to read, remember, and repeat. Read, remember, and repeat. And if you were able to do that fairly well, you were given the mortarboard of the sheepskin. And they said you had learned. Doesn't necessarily mean you've learned anything at all. You might have learned how to develop your memory, but that might have been the end of it. Now, I'm not saying no one learns doing that. Some do. But he said, learning is not gathering information. Learning is when you consciously entertain an idea, you get emotionally involved in the idea, you step out and act on the idea, and you improve the results in some area of your life. Now, he said, this is the name of the game, Bob. He says, it's results. Pretty good teacher a long time ago said, by their fruits, you'll know them. In other words, you can always tell a person's level of awareness by the results they're getting. If the results aren't there, they have no one to blame but themselves. For 27 years, I blamed everybody. I blamed my parents. I blamed my brother, my sister. I blamed my employers. I blamed the commanding officers I had in the Navy. It was never me, always them. They weren't doing enough for me. They weren't doing it right. The truth was, I wasn't facing up to the truth about me. I was never studying. I didn't know anything about myself. And as a result, the results indicated it. I was unhappy, sick, and broke. Now, he said, Bob, he said, you're going to have to alter some ideas in your mind. But he said, to do that, you're going to have a picture to work with. And he told me about a doctor in San Antonio, Texas, Dr. Thruman Fleet. He started the concept therapy movement. He said he attempted to teach the healing arts, and he ran into a problem. He said the medical profession that he was a part of were treating symptoms or effects. They were not treating causes. And he said, if you're ever going to enjoy health, you must treat the whole person. Now, that's called holistic healing. How many of you are familiar with holistic healing? quite a few.